Leadership isn't about grand gestures or charismatic speeches. It's built through consistent, thoughtful actions that accumulate over time. In the tech industry, where disruption is celebrated and innovation worshipped, Michael Lopp's approach stands out for its focus on small, deliberate practices that create outsized impact. What makes exceptional leaders isn't their ability to deliver inspiring keynotes, but rather their mastery of subtle daily behaviors that build trust and create environments where teams thrive. These leaders understand that each interaction, however brief, shapes team culture and performance. They recognize that seemingly minor decisions, how you respond to a team member's concern, whether you speak first or last in meetings, how you handle disagreement, ultimately determine whether people feel valued, heard, and motivated to do their best work. The most effective leaders aren't those with the most impressive credentials or the loudest voices, but those who consistently demonstrate through small actions that they value their teams and are committed to their success. Every interaction contains hidden wisdom if you're open to finding it. Approaching conversations with the belief that others have valuable insights transforms routine meetings into growth opportunities. Everyone, junior employees, peers, or dissatisfied customers, possesses unique perspectives shaped by their experiences. Instead of mentally checking out of seemingly low-value meetings, engage with curiosity. Ask revealing questions like, "What's been the most surprising challenge so far?" which might uncover systemic issues you hadn't considered. This isn't mere politeness, it's recognizing that leadership demands continuous learning from diverse sources. When you believe you have nothing to learn from someone, your growth stops. Successful CEOs regularly spend time on the front lines because ground-level perspectives often reveal crucial business insights. When disagreements arise, assuming others have valid reasons for their positions creates space for genuine dialogue rather than defensive posturing. Effective leaders approach conversations not as experts with answers, but as curious students with questions. Leadership balances decisive action with thoughtful observation. Knowing when to step back before responding often distinguishes exceptional leaders in high-stakes situations. Three practices leverage observation effectively. First, act last. Allowing others to speak before sharing your opinion provides context and prevents your authority from stifling alternatives. Second, read the room. Develop sensitivity to collective mood through participation patterns, body language, and responses. Third, taste the soup. Ask targeted questions that leverage your experience without micromanaging. When facing a true situation, an unprecedented, complex problem, resist rushing. Not every crisis demands immediate action. Sometimes careful observation followed by measured intervention works best. Many new leaders make hasty changes in their first 90 days, creating more problems than they solve. Creating space for observation demonstrates confidence in your team while ensuring decisions benefit from complete information and diverse perspectives. This builds trust, innovation, and leads to more sustainable solutions. That sudden feeling when something doesn't seem right, even before you can explain why, isn't paranoia, but your accumulated wisdom speaking. This spidey sense is pattern recognition happening below conscious awareness, your experience database flagging potential issues. One company with unexplained attrition implemented a spidey sense spreadsheet where team members noted employees who seemed off, helping develop language around intuition and identify early warning signs of disengagement. Trusting intuition means investigating these signals, not acting impulsively on hunches. Developing this sense requires both experience and reflection. After significant decisions, ask, what subtle signals did I miss? What vague discomfort did I ignore that proved important? This retrospective practice strengthens pattern recognition capabilities. Effective leaders integrate both data and intuition, using analytics while remaining attuned to experiential wisdom. remember that team members have their own spidey sense too. Creating environments where people feel comfortable sharing intuitive concerns captures valuable perspectives that might otherwise remain unspoken. The most counterintuitive yet essential leadership skill is effective delegation, entrusting tasks to others while remaining accountable for outcomes. This shifts your focus from doing the work to ensuring it gets done. Paradoxically, the more work you give away, the more valuable you become. By focusing on what only you can do, setting vision, removing obstacles, developing people, you multiply your impact through others. True delegation means accepting B-level work that builds others' capabilities while developing your leadership capacity. Effective delegation isn't abdication. It requires clear expectations, appropriate support, and check-ins calibrated to the person's experience and task complexity. Avoid being a seagull manager who swoops in, makes noise, drops directives, then flies away without context. Great managers give away nearly everything, understanding their job isn't building the product, but building the team capable of building it. This shift from "I need to do this" to "who is best positioned to handle this" creates space for strategic thinking while developing future leaders. Most people-related disasters stem from avoiding difficult conversations. Whether it's performance feedback, addressing behavior issues, or navigating conflicts, postponing these discussions only magnifies problems. Building a feedback culture begins with new team members, starting with lightweight observations and consistently asking, "Do you have any feedback for me?" during one-on-ones. This normalizes feedback rather than treating it as exceptional. When receiving difficult feedback, adopting a specific listening posture creates mental space to process before responding. Effective feedback follows a simple structure: specific observation, impact of the behavior, and suggested alternative. Rather than "you're too aggressive in meetings," try "when you interrupted Sarah 3 times yesterday, we missed her perspective on the timeline, which could have helped identify risks earlier." For team communication issues, including gossip, rumors, and lies as the final agenda item in staff meetings, creates a safe space to address hallway chatter and prevent corrosive politics. Remember that feedback demonstrates investment in others. Difficult conversations strengthen relationships and teams, fostering a culture where growth is expected and supported. Among all leadership practices, one stands above the rest: unfailing kindness. Not occasional or strategic, but consistent kindness as a fundamental operating principle. This doesn't mean avoiding hard conversations or lowering standards, but approaching every interaction with respect and genuine care for others' growth. Lop illustrates this through DJ, who excels at leading raids in the video game Destiny. DJ's excellence comes from his consistent, "no worries" response to mistakes, followed by patient guidance and his calm suggestion of alternatives without blame when strategies fail. This principle becomes particularly powerful during crises. When facing a Kobayashi Maru, a no-win scenario that tests a leader's character, responding with kindness rather than blame creates space for creative solutions and maintains team cohesion. When rumors emerge, responding with curiosity rather than defensiveness demonstrates both confidence and respect. "Leadership is an outfit you choose for others to see," Lop concludes, "and I choose to be unfailingly kind. How you make people feel will be remembered long after your strategic decisions are forgotten. Choose kindness, not because it's easy, but because it's the most powerful leadership tool you possess."